Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from December the 10th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, it was negative for the U.S. equity side, and we actually saw some positive action out of emerging markets with further China stimulus announced there. We saw EM up over 2%. We even saw gold and crude in positive territory. There's not much change on crude chart. We did see some change on the chart of gold there. When we first take a look at that chart of EEM, we saw it reverse back into X's and rally up to 45 on its chart, putting in a higher bottom here at 43, also moving above its 150 and 50-day moving average there. So showing enough technical improvement that we've seen the ETF move back above that fund score of 3 yet again this year. And then moving on to gold, we saw it give a second consecutive buy signal by reversing back into X's, breaking the double top there at 2670. It also moving back above its 50-day moving average as well. And then on the U.S. equity front, we did see most U.S. equities close negative, but not too much chart action there. The only notable chart action we saw was Dow Jones Industrial Average reversion back into O's after moving up above 45,000 there, pulling back here to 44,400 on its chart. So still healthy pullback there on the chart overall. In terms of indicator action, we've seen some 30 weeks reverse down, suggesting again stocks hovering around their 50-day moving average at this point, some reversing moving below that. So we're seeing roughly 68% of stocks still maintain above their 150-day moving average. We've seen this level match since October here. So we'll continue to just monitor that, but overall has still maintained at high levels. As far as individual company news goes, we saw yesterday a report coming out from Mondelez that they might be doing a potential takeover of Hershey. We saw Hershey rally pretty notably, returning to a buy signal there at 186 and rallying right up to resistance there at 208, which has been in place since February of this year. Even with that rally, didn't see a whole lot of technical improvement other than that positive trend reversal there for Hershey. So kind of coming up here to resistance, may keep an eye on that as well. Near term, some may sort of take this opportunity to just lock in profits as it's rallied up to resistance. But overall, you may also look to just hold tight here, see if it can poke above that as well. Moving on to Palantir, we saw the news came out about a military contract expansion for them. Initially, the stock rallied to up above 80 on its chart for intraday chart highs there, and ultimately fell and closed down 5%. So showing the potential that it will reverse down into O's. Currently still trading around the $72 range pre-market, still keeps it in overbought territory though. So just bear that in mind. We would look for consolidation potentially here in the lower 70s to mid 70s, hopefully a normalization of that trading band for Palantir before considering further. Still a five for five of those, so obviously worth holding. Advanced Micro Devices got a downgrade from Bank of America yesterday. It brought the stock lower, returning it to a sell signal with a triple bottom break there at 132 as it fell to 130. We also saw that it gave a pure RS sell signal with yesterday's action as well. That follows a reversal into O's a couple of weeks ago on the pure RS chart, which brings AMD now down to a zero for fiver and lowest attribute we've seen in quite some time for that stock. And it's in the lower quartile or lower half, actually lower quartile of that semiconductor sector matrix. Looking at Oracle, it reported earnings over at after yesterday's close. We saw a bit of a miss, see it trading lower pre-market here, currently in the 177 range, showing the potential that it may return to a sell signal with double bottom break there at 178. But would also bear in mind that there's support here at 168 and 164. That move below 178 would just bring it back below the middle of the trading band there for Oracle. And lastly, we see Google rallying pre-market this morning as they unveiled their Willow Quantum chip. And we currently see it trading a little higher this morning near 180, showing the potential of possibly returning to a buy signal. So just keep an eye on that. Let's take a move above that 180 mark to see it return to a buy signal. But have seen some near-term resistance here at 182, move above 184, would clear that. And then still see that prior high there, rally high at 190 for Google. But that'll wrap us up this morning. As always, if you have questions about the video or particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.